Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Lancer Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All the parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so, after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Hi, VOW. Good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Minus 12 at the moment. I'm not too thrilled about that, but we can't do anything about it, Jeff, so... Got a cold one today. Went out and cleaned up all the driveways I needed to take care of and got some things done. I had a little problem with the blade on the plow, or not the blade, with the framework. I lost the pin, came out. So I was able to get the blade up and get it back home. Worked out in the garage, so get everything back together, but believe me, it was cold. 2 degrees. It's a good thing I didn't know that, or I'd have been sitting in the truck for a half an hour. But other than that, I got back in the house and got myself warmed up again. So with that, I'll return it back to you, Jeff. You have a good evening. N5AOW.
Alright, Bill, yeah, there's one thing you can do about it is turn up the heat. That's what I did here today. I tell you, I made it nice and toasty in here. We must have burned almost 2 bags of pellets already today. And usually I go through about on a normal 20 degree day, I'll go through about maybe a bag. So then on a 30 degree day, I'll go through maybe a 3/4 to half a bag to 3/4, depending. So, alright, well, stay warm up there and hopefully there'll be no more issues with the plow, at least on the cold days anyway. Alright, we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for check-in.
KC2YXM.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2YXN, Kathy, good evening. What's going on up there?
KC2YXN, well, the temperature is always the subject. We've got 11 below here, and we're hugging the wood stove and staying nice and warm. Nice to be lazy. But thanks for doing the net, Jeff. So I'm going to say 73. Talk to you soon. KC2YXN. Out.
All right, Kathy. Well, enjoy your the place up there. I believe this is your first winter up in the new place. So enjoy it, and I hope everything's going fine. Usually that first year is always a little, you always find out little things in the house that you didn't know about, especially in the winter time. So I know in our house it's mostly all wooden, and you hear the boards creak and pop when it gets this cold, and it sounds like every once in a while somebody drops a big weight out on the deck or something. It's just the wood popping. So hopefully you don't have a lot of that going on up there. But you guys, you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you. And let's see, we'll move across the other side of the couch there to WA2U, John. I bet you're happy you did all that woodwork there in the summertime, because you're probably enjoying that that wood stove now.
WA2U, absolutely. I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those listening, whoever's out there. Yeah, every time I go out to get wood and bring it in, and there's advantages of put it in the ice sled and drag it right up into the house here and put it in large wheelbarrow in the foyer, so it's all good. But it's funny how many times you think of all the wood you take down and you end up stacking it up. But it's okay. There's no fuel bill, and it's all paid for out there, and I missed out on finishing up all the logs, but that's something to look forward to in the spring. The logs are there, and won't take long for me to block them up, and then we'll get them split and things of that nature. But nice and warm. The stove is, I agree with you with the pellet stove. In the fall, and we actually moved up here in March, that the stove, I always had to get things going. I had the damper shut down and the draft shut down, but it's not like that anymore. The damper is shut, but the draft is open, heating up the house. So we've got a blower on it, nice. It keeps everything good and toasty. But yeah, we tried to check in, and we're trying to get more back into the routine, and we enjoy checking into the Black River Valley repeater net here and stuff. So I know I hear a rumor. We'll see how things go. I think Kathy might be interested in helping out with the net control. So some people aren't doing it all the time. Give some people a break. So anyways, back over to you, and good evening to everyone. WA to you.
Well, I hope the rumor is true. if it is, we have available nights Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. The only night I ever really want to do is Sunday, and let's see, Bill picks up Thursday and Saturday, usually, and everything else is wide open, so if you would like to be in that controller, definitely, we can definitely set that up. And I hear you. Boy, I haven't been able to check in up there at the other net there on the, what is that, the 210 or the 240, I can't remember now. It's been a while since I've been up to camp. But I haven't been able to go up there for an overnight in a while, so I haven't been able to check into any of my my haunts. I can only reach up there. So, at some point I'm going to snowshoe in up there to camp and spend a weekend. There's just a lot going on right now. So, all right. Well, thanks, John and Kathy. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-in.
D2AIT, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, checking in through the EchoLink system. We are 20 miles north of Pittsburgh in a little town called Wexford, Western Pennsylvania. Good evening.
I believe that's Bill, if I remember right, Bill in Wexford. Good evening. What's going on tonight? K3TFB, Bill, do you copy? Well, I must be getting some interference on that EchoLink again. I believe that's what the issue is. Just haven't been able to get that right. I still haven't got a chance to move that around. So let me try it again there. Bill, do you copy? Bill in Wexford?
Roger, Roger, KA3TFB. Yeah, I was talking there, and all of a sudden, I guess I dropped out. Yeah, it's cold. I've been listening to the temperatures there. It's going to be cold here in the Wexford area tonight. We're expecting 4 or 5 below zero, a record low, and I think 12 below up there in New York is awful, awful cold. But sorry about that. Not sure what happens. The link looks like the link dropped out a little bit. But it doesn't happen that often, appreciate it, and listening to everyone there, wishing good evening, and wish everyone a happy New Year, and may your New Year's resolutions all come true. Make more money, do less work, pay less taxes. And with that being said, I'll give it back over to Net. Thanks for having the Net linked to the EchoLink system, and in appropriate time, we'll be logging off. KA3TFB, back over to Net.
All right, Bill, you left out lose more weight. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. Yeah, there is something going on here. My father was having the same issue there the other day when he checked in WB2RUQ. He was having the same problem. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I believe that I'm getting interference that I can't squelch out, and so it's causing issues. But anyway, that's a whole other project for another day. But thanks for checking in. Stay warm over there. We're all pretty much below zero, so we're just going to have to deal with it for the night anyway. All right, take care. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, another work day. The kids had school off today, so I went down the first thing this morning, and I picked up a bunch of ethanol-free gas and set them loose on the snowmobile so I could get some work done here today. And they had some fun while it was above zero, and after once it started getting kind of cold, I had them come inside and spend the rest of the day indoors in the heat. So that's about all I got to report. Just going to sit here and finish up here and head off to bed after the net. So, all right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill and 5AOW and Kathy, John, and Bill from Wexford, PA there, K3TFB, for checking in. And say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, a good net this evening. KA3TFB, Bill in Wexford. We are signing off through the Echolink system and wish everyone a good, warm night. Good evening to all.
Good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.